我们这一次要一起来学习罗马书。
We'd like to study the book of Romans.
世界上有很多的宗教。
There are many religions in this world.
那每一个宗教背后都有它一套的道理。
And behind each religion, there is a set of doctrines.
那如果我们了解每个宗教背后所隐藏的道理，我们就可以比较。
If we understand the doctrines behind each religion, then we can make a comparative study.
那虽然每个宗教说都说他们在拜神，
even though each religion claims to be worshiping God,
但是每个宗教对神的定义不一样。
However, each faith's definition of God is different.
那它里面的道理也不很大的不同。
And the doctrines also vary wildly.
那了解我们信仰的原理我们的信仰根基才会很稳固。
Only when we understand the root of our faith will we be secure.
很多中国传统的民间宗教信仰讲不出一套道理。
A lot of a Chinese traditional faith, you can't really get a grasp on what they believe in.
你为什么去拜土地公？
Why do you worship the land god?
你为什么去拜偶像？
Why do you worship idols?
你可不可以讲一套道理出来？
Can you give me a rational logic?
里面没有道理，讲不出来。
But there's no logic whatsoever.
木头刻的，你怎么把它当神拜？
Why would you bow down to a wood carved idol?
如果木头可以变成神，那人就比神还厉害，因为人可以造神。
If you can bow down to a handmade idol, then humans are far superior than the idols, and you can become God.
所以这个讲不出道理的信仰叫做迷信。
So a faith that has no logical or rational thinking is superstition.
那迷信呢，也有体验。
Even with superstition, you can still experience some sort of experience.
所以它才会吸引这么多人。
This is why people are drawn to the faith.
那这个体验是从另外一个灵来的，不是从神来的。
But such type of experience come from a different kind of spirit, not from God.
那其他的宗教虽然有它一套的道理。
And even though other religions do have their set of doctrines.
那不是神的道。
But they do not belong to God.
那是人发明的道。
Rather, they are doctrines of human invention.
那道跟灵是合在一起的。
Doctrines and spirit is really inseparable.
所以那一套信仰引导人离开真神。
So a set of doctrine will lead people away from true God.
所以回教印度教都有体验。
So with Islam and Hinduism, they all have their various experiences.
没有体验不会吸引这么多人。
Without experiences, there's no way they could draw on so much worshipers.
但是这一套道理引导人离开真神。
However, such type of doctrine actually lead people away from the true God.
事实上那是魔鬼的道理。
So in fact, they are the doctrines of devil.
所以学习罗马书就是要让我们知道很纯正信仰的道理是什么。
The reason why we study the letter to the Romans is to understand that pure faith.
如果有慕道者问说，我想读圣经，要从哪里开始？
If there's a true seeker who comes to you and asks, where should I start reading the Bible?
我们一般都建议他从新约开始。
We typically recommend them to start with the New Testament.
那新约从哪里开始？
And where from the New Testament?
就是从四卷福音书开始。
Beginning from the four Gospels.
因为整本圣经的中心人物就是主耶稣。
Because the central character of the entire Bible is Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣的降生是救恩的实现。
The descension of Lord Jesus Christ is the beginning of the fulfillment of salvation.
那旧约是预言耶稣的降生。
Whereas Old Testament is a prophecy of Lord Jesus.
那四福音是救恩的显现。
And the four Gospels represent the fulfillment of the salvation.
那这个四福音到写到最后都讲主耶稣升天。
Because toward the conclusion of the four Gospels, they all point to Jesus' ascension into heaven.
我们信的主耶稣在哪里？现在在天上。
So where is Lord Jesus in whom we believe? He is in heaven.
那在天上做什么？
What's he doing in heaven?
为我们预备地方。
He is there preparing a place for us.
然后他会再来。
And he shall descend again.
那就是到了启示录。耶稣再来就到了启示录。
When Lord Jesus comes again, it's in fulfillment of the book of Revelation.
那耶稣升天以后他要把这个道理传给世界上每个人。
After Lord Jesus' ascension to heaven, our duty is to preach the gospel to everyone.
所以四福音完就是《使徒行传》。
So after the four gospels follows the book of Acts.
使徒行传又叫做圣灵行传。
The book of Acts is also called the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
就是主耶稣把传福音的责任交代给使徒。
Which means that Lord Jesus entrusted the commission to preach the gospel onto the disciples.
但是主耶稣还在做工。
But Lord Jesus himself is also still working.
他降下圣灵。
He poured down the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在做工。
So Holy Spirit is working.
圣灵带领使徒把福音传到地极。
Holy Spirit guided the apostles to preach the gospel till the end of the earth.
那使徒行传完了就进到罗马书。
At the conclusion of the book of Acts, enter into the book of Romans.
罗马书就是解释信仰的原理。
The Romans explains the principles of our faith.
为什么犹太人要信耶稣？
Why is it that Jews believe in Jesus Christ?
为什么福音所传到其他的文化种族，他有他们自己的宗教，也需要信耶稣？
Why is it that gospel needs to reach all the other nations, races, and various religions because they all need Jesus Christ?
这个就是罗马书的重点。
This is the central message of Romans.
就是基督教信仰的原理。
Which is the principle of Christianity.
那在罗马书里面，其实如果我们从头把它读一遍，
If we read the book of Romans thoroughly once,
如果保罗今天来当律师，他是第一流的律师。
If Paul were to become an attorney today, he would be the first-rate attorney.
因为他从第一章第一节一直到最后一章，这个整个的思想逻辑非常严谨。
Because Paul's thinking and logic from beginning from chapter 1 until the concluding chapter is faultless and very perfect.
让你没有办法找到什么破洞在里面。
And you cannot find anything that is self-conflicting.
所以罗马书我们如果用它的前后的关系来可以分作几个重点。
When we study the book of Romans, you can find that there are several segments.
第一个就是讲它的主题。
First, this is main message.
如果我们要把使徒行传用一节圣经节来描写，那是哪一节？
If we were to use one verse to describe the book of Acts, which verse would that be?
那就使徒行传一章八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
圣灵降临。
The Holy Spirit descended.
你们要得着能力。
You shall receive power.
然后你们要去传福音。
And you will go out and preach the gospel.
从耶路撒冷。
Beginning from Jerusalem.
犹大全地。
To the land of Judea.
撒玛利亚。
Samaria.
直到地极。
Until the end of the earth.
所以这个二十八章就是一章八节把它扩充。
So, from this one verse, it expanded onto the entire book of Acts.
这个就是使徒行传。
This is the book of Acts.
但是如果我们读罗马书，
When we come to the book of Romans,
罗马书的整个主题
the entire theme of this letter,
就是在我们看罗马书的第一章
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1,
罗马书的第一章
Romans 1,
16节
verse 16,
还有17节
and 17. For I am not, 16节17节
罗马书第一章16、17
Okay, two verses, Romans 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greek. 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
这里讲神的义要在福音上显明。
Here it states, the righteousness of God will be revealed from faith to faith.
那这义是本于信以至于信。
This faith, this righteousness comes from faith to faith.
如经上所记，义人要因信得生。
And as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
这个就是整个罗马书的主题在解释这一节。
So this is the central message of Romans distilled into this one verse.
首先要谈到救恩，我们需要谈到罪。
When we talk about salvation, we also need to begin by talking about sin.
为什么很多人他觉得我不需要耶稣？
Why is it that many people feel that they don't need Jesus Christ?
主耶稣曾经到法利赛人的家。
Jesus once went to a household of Pharisees.
他说有病的才用得着医生。
And he stated that only the sick are required physicians.
主耶稣讲那个病就是罪。
And that sickness refers to sin.
医生就是主耶稣本身。
Physician refers to Jesus Christ himself.
所以在那个房间里面。
So in that very room.
第一个就是税吏，他们觉得他们有罪。
First were the tax collectors who felt that they were sinners.
所以他会来找耶稣。
This is why they sought out Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是医生，要解决人的罪。
And Jesus Christ is the physician. He will resolve the sin of mankind.
但是在那一个房间里面，最可怜的是谁？
But within that room, who is the most pitiful?
就是自己生病，但是不知道有病。
They are the people who were actually sick, but did not know that they were sick.
因为如果知道有病，有一个医生，耶稣就在那里。
Because if they realized they were sick, there was a physician right there, Jesus Christ.
所以世界上的人，他觉得自己没有罪。
The people of the world feel that they are guiltless.
虽然主耶稣来到世界上，他们并不觉得需要主耶稣。
And even though Jesus Christ came to this world, they felt no need for him.
这是最可怜的。
And this is the most pitiful.
如果我们知道我是罪人，
if we realize that we are sinners,
我们知道救恩就在这里。
And we know that salvation is here.
耶稣可以解决我们的罪。
Jesus Christ can resolve our sin.
所以从第一章到第三章二十节，就是在讲罪的问题。
So from chapter 1 until chapter
三章二十节
3:20 talk about the sin of mankind.
外邦人有罪。
That the Gentiles have sins.
犹太人也好不了多少。
But the Jewish people were not much better.
虽然神的律法给他们，他们也一样都是罪人。
Even though God's laws were given to them, but they were just as sinful as the others.
所以在神的面前没有一个义人。
Before the presence of God, there is not one righteous man.
每个都是罪人。
Every person is sinful.
所以每个人都需要救恩。
This is why everyone needs salvation.
每个人都需要主耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus Christ.
因为救恩是从主耶稣来的。
For salvation comes from Jesus Christ.
那罪讲完了，接下去就讲救赎。
And after talking about sin, follows salvation.
因为有罪啊，要救啊，所以下面就讲救赎。
Because there is sin, so you need redemption.
那救赎包括个人的救赎。
This redemption includes personal salvation.
所以从第三章开始有提到我们个人怎么可以得救。
And beginning from chapter 3, it talks about how we personally can be saved.
那到了十章就进到整个人类的救赎。
Until chapter 10, chapter 11 talks about the salvation for the entire mankind.
包括犹太人到最后都要悔改得救。
Including the Jews themselves will also come to repentance and believe in Jesus Christ for salvation.
主耶稣来的日子就近了。
And then that day of Lord Jesus' second coming will be drawing very near.
所以外邦人就是我们这些非犹太人，他有一定的数目满足了，犹太人就要悔改。
And once the Gentiles, meaning us who are non-Jews, the numbers have been fulfilled, then the Jewish people will also come to repentance.
然后神救赎的计划完成，主耶稣就要再来。
Then with the salvation plan of Lord Jesus fulfilled, then God will come again.
所以第一章到十一章可以讲我们信仰的一个原理。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11 describes the basic principle of our faith.
就是因信称义。
Which is righteousness through faith.
那称义的重点就是借着主耶稣的宝血。
The justification is through the precious blood of Christ.
那主耶稣的宝血是从他的牺牲来的。
The precious blood of Jesus Christ came about through his sacrifice.
所以整个前面救赎的理论都是从主耶稣的宝血开始。
So the entire foundation for salvation comes from the precious blood of Christ.
也就是他为我对我们的爱，爱到为我们牺牲生命。
Which demonstrates the Lord Jesus' love, His very great love, to the extent where He's willing to lay down His life for us.
爱如死一样坚强。
For love is as strong as death.
最强的是死。
What is the strongest? Is it death?
主耶稣爱我们爱到死。
Lord Jesus loves us to death.
好，那从十二章一直到十五章。
From chapter 12 to 15.
就是我们对主耶稣的爱的一个回应。
Is the reciprocation of our love toward Jesus Christ.
如果主耶稣这么爱我，
If Lord Jesus loves us so much,
是给我救恩，
has given me salvation,
那我得到救恩以后应该怎么生活？
Then once I receive salvation, how should I conduct my life?
所以十二章到十五章就是讲实际生活的改变。
So chapter 12 to 15 talks about the practical transformation in our daily lives.
所以我们的信仰是很实在的。
Therefore, our faith is very pragmatic.
我们要报答神的恩典也是很实在的。
And the way we can reciprocate God's love is also very practical.
信仰离不开生活。
For our faith cannot be separated from life.
所以十二章到十五章就是在讲实际生活的改变。
Chapter 12 to 15 talks about the transformation in our practical life.
那最后就是结论。
And concluded with a conclusion.
好，那我们现在看，罗马书第一章的第二节。
Now let's turn to Romans 1 verse 2.
罗马书第一章的第二节。
Romans 1 verse 2.
请读。
Which he promised before through his prophets in the holy scriptures.
到第四节
and to 4:3 concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
这个第二节到第四节在讲福音的中心人物就是主耶稣。
Verse 2 to verse 4 describes that the central message of salvation is concerning Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣这一个人跟我们一样。
And Jesus Christ was a man very much like our own.
他是人类历史上的一个人。
He was a human being in history.
所以他说按着肉体说是大卫的后裔。
So according to the flesh, he was an offspring of David.
所以我们再看四福音里描写主耶稣的家谱到最后都会提到大卫。
So when you look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ in the four Gospels, you will trace back to David as the ancestor.
这个代表他是一个人。
This symbolizes that Jesus Christ was a human being.
所以主耶稣不是虚构的人物。
So Jesus Christ was not a figment of our imagination.
他是真的活在地上一个人。
He was truly a human being who once lived on earth.
他有出生的日子。
He had a birthday.
他也有死的日子。
He also had a passing day.
他大概活了三十出头，三十岁左右。
He lived about 30 years.
所以他是按肉体说他是大卫的后裔。
So according to flesh, he was the seed of David.
那这个大卫的后裔有几个重要的意思。
Being the offspring of David has several significances.
因为在旧约时代神就预应许大卫的后裔要出现救主。
Because in the Old Testament, there was already prophecy that Savior will come from the offspring of David.
所以有一个瞎眼的。
And said that there is a blind man.
他看到很多人从前面经过。
When he saw a multitude of people passing by,
他也不知道发生什么事情。
He didn't know what was happening.
他瞎眼，他看不见了，他也不能够走来走去。
He was blind, so he didn't know what was going on.
他就问说，到底发生什么事情？
So he asked, what's going on?
别人就讲这个是拿撒勒人耶稣。
So the
people, 从这里经过。
The people told him that it was a Nazarene Jesus Christ who was going across.
我们还记得在约翰福音里面。
And remember in the book of John.
有人说拿撒勒能出什么好东西呢？
And some people say, mockingly said, what good thing can come from Nazareth?
所以当一个人在介绍耶稣说拿撒勒人耶稣，表示说这个是非常卑微的一个人。
So when someone introduced Jesus Christ by saying he is a Nazarene Jesus, so that means he was somebody insignificant.
但是这个瞎眼的，
but for this blind man,
他怎么呼喊呢？
How did he respond to this?
大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
He said, "Son of David, please have pity on me."
所以虽然他的肉眼是瞎的
，so even though physically he was blind,
但是他的心眼很明亮。
But his inner heart, his inner eyes were very bright.
所以从这边经过，就是旧约圣经预言大卫的子孙所出来的弥赛亚，从这里经过。
So he caught on immediately. It was.Messiah, which was long prophesied in the Old Testament, the son of David passing by.
所以这个是他一生里面可能是唯一的机会。
And it was the only opportunity in his whole lifetime.
所以他说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
This is why he shouted on top of his lungs, son of David, have mercy on me.
这个是救主啊。
For he was the savior.
他可以救这个瞎眼啊。
He can save this blind man.
所以大家就制止他说不要再出声吧。
But the people tried to hush him down.
结果他越喊越大声。
But he shouted ever louder.
他需要救恩。
For he needed salvation.
他需要看见。
He needed to see.
他需要把握机会。
He needed to seize the opportunity.
他需要克服困难。
He needed to overcome his difficulties.
主耶稣就停下来了。
And Lord Jesus stopped.
说你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
他说我要能看见。
Lord, I want to see.
主耶稣就让他看见了。
And the Lord Jesus allowed him to see.
哦，所以啊。按肉体说他是大卫的后裔。
According to the flesh, Jesus Christ is born the offspring of David.
弥赛亚要从大卫的后裔生出来。
Messiah will be born from the offspring of David.
好，那我们如果从主耶稣的家谱这样往上推。
Now as we trace the ancestry of Jesus Christ even further.
到最后推到亚伯拉罕。
And finally come to Abraham.
那为什么会推到亚伯拉罕？
And why is it that we trace back to Abraham?
因为神应许亚伯兰一块地。
For the Lord promised Abraham a plot of land.
叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
Which is the land flowing with milk and honey.
亚伯兰有没有到迦南地？有。
Did Abraham go to Canaan? Yes, he did.
真的是牛奶与蜜。
It's truly a land flowing with milk and honey.
非常丰盛。
Very abundant.
但是亚伯兰有没有满足于迦南地？
But was Abraham satisfied with the land of Canaan?
希伯来书说，亚伯兰到迦南地，他去向往一个更美的家乡，是神所经营、神所建造的。
Hebrews tells us that when Abraham came to the land of Canaan, he was actually looking forward to a far better country, which was made by God.
那更美的家乡是就是天国。
This far better country is the heaven itself.
所以神要给亚伯兰那一块地有两个意思。
When God promised a plot of land to Abraham, had two significance.
一个是地上的迦南。
One is the earthly Canaan.
另外一个是天上的天国。
The other is the heavenly kingdom.
那肉体上犹太人承受肉体的那一块迦南地。
Now physically, the Jews inherit the physical land of Canaan.
那加拉太书里面讲。
In Galatians tells us.
不论是犹太人，不论是希腊人。
Whether it's Jews or Greeks,
就是希腊人就是外邦人。
Greeks refer to the Gentiles.
我们因为信耶稣
，because of our belief in Jesus,
我们都是主耶稣的儿女。
We have become the children of Christ.
就从主耶稣，我们连上了亚伯拉罕。
So from Christ, we are now connected to Abraham.
所以神应许亚伯拉罕那个属灵的福分，要透过耶稣就临到我们这些外邦人。
The promised inheritance that the Lord promised Abraham will come to us Gentiles through. Now, our belief in Jesus Christ.
所以为什么主耶稣需要是一个人？
This is why Jesus Christ had to be a human being.
因为这是旧约预言的实现。
For this is a fulfillment of the prophecies in the Old Testament.
这是要带给我们他对亚伯兰应许那天上的迦南地。
This will fulfill the promised land which God gave to Abraham.
还有一个原因。
There's also another reason.
照着神的律法。
According to the laws of God,
罪要借着血才可以洁净。
Sin must be redeemed through blood.
所以旧约时代，凡是要赎罪，都要杀牛羊。
So in the Old Testament, whenever the offering of redemption of sin is involved, then you have to slaughter livestock.
要牺牲生命，罪才可以赦免。
Only when a life is sacrificed will sin be redeemed.
那主耶稣来世界上
，When Lord Jesus came to this earth,
在约翰福音，人就称呼他是吧？神的羔羊。
In the Gospel of John, he was called the Lamb of God.
他是一头无罪的羔羊。
Jesus Christ is a guiltless, innocent Lamb of God.
他说：“谁可以指证我有罪
？”He said, "Who can point me out to be sinful?"
比拉多宣判他没有罪。
Even Pilate announced that he was guiltless.
所以他成为人，带有血肉，好像一头羔羊。
So even he came in the flesh of a human, but he symbolizes the lamb, sacrificial lamb.
然后被挂在十字架上。
And he was hung on the cross.
罗马兵丁一砸，流出水跟血来。
When the Roman soldier pierced his side, out flowed the water and the blood.
那今天我们洗礼就在水里面，也在血里面。
And today, when we are baptized in water and the blood of Christ.
这是主耶稣的肉体被挂在十字架上成全的。
And this is in fulfillment of Lord Jesus Christ being hung on the cross.
所以为什么按肉体说是大卫的后裔
？So why is it that according to flesh he is the seed born of David?
我们回到第一章的第四节。
Let's turn back to chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节说，按圣善的灵，因为从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
And declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
啊，主耶稣哦，他是人，但是他也是神。
Jesus Christ is a human being, but he is also at the same time God.
哦，前面他跟我们一样是人。
In the previously, he was just the same as us, human beings.
啊，后面他跟我们不一样，他是神。
But toward the end, he is different. He is God.
我们是人，我们不是神。
We are humans, we are not God.
耶稣是人，他也是神。
Jesus was man, but he was also God.
啊，那因为耶稣是道成肉身。
And since Jesus Christ is a word in flesh,
是从圣灵怀胎的。
He was conceived through Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣没有罪。
Therefore, Jesus is innocent without sin.
我们每一个人啊，是罪人生的，我们都生在罪里面。
Each one of us is a sinful man, for we have been born through sin.
所以我不能为你死，你也不能为我死。
And therefore, I cannot die for you, nor you die for me.
因为我们都是罪人。
For we are equally sinners.
我们要为自己的罪死。
We have to die for our own sins.
那要为我们死的那一个人必须是没有罪的。
If anyone wants to die for on our behalf, he has to be innocent without sin.
耶稣没有罪。
And Jesus was guiltless without sin.
因为他是神成为人来地上。
For he was God who came in the form of flesh on earth.
所以他才有资格为我们而死。
This is why he was more than qualified to die for us.
所以主耶稣在世界上在讲话。
When Lord Jesus spoke on earth,
有很多人没有办法了解。
A lot of people could not get his message.
我们看约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5,
18节。
Verse 18.
约翰第五章十八节。
John 5, verse 18. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.
这里讲哈，犹太人要用石头打他。
The Jews sought to kill him.
为什么？
Why?
因为他把神当作父。
For he considered God to be his Father.
既然神当作父，他就是子啊。
Since God was his Father, he was the Son.
所以他把自己跟神当作平等。
And therefore making himself equal with God.
对犹太人这是极大的亵渎。
To the Jewish people, this was a great blasphemy.
你是人啊，人跟神是差太多了。
You are a human being, and you are so far beneath God.
为什么你称神为父？
How dare you claim God to be your Father?
好，我们再看第八章五十八节。
Chapter 8, verse 58.
这一节如果读英文更让我们难以了解。
If we read the English portion, it makes us even more puzzled.
请。
五十八节。
约翰马八章五十八节。
John 8, verse 58. Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
英文还没有亚伯拉罕是用过去式的。
Before Abraham, that's past tense.
Was.
Before Abraham was.
因为亚伯人已经死了两千年了。
Because Abraham had passed away over 2,000 years ago.
就有我了，是现在是。
I am, which is present tense.
所以耶稣讲这句话就是说，两千年前就有我了。
What Lord Jesus was saying was,Even before 2,000 years ago, I existed.
他们就不了解，你还没有五十岁，怎么这样讲？
And they could not get it. They said, you don't look more than 50.
因为耶稣就是神。
Because Jesus Christ is God himself.
所以他说，除了从天降临，仍旧在天，没有人到过天。
He said, other than the person who descended from heaven, but is still in heaven, no one has gone to heaven before.
我们来这里参加 NATS, 我们就不会在家里。
We are attending NATS now, right now. We cannot be at home at the same time.
如果你在这里，那你的家人要看另外一个你在家里，那怎么一回事？
If you are here present physically, and then another one of you appears at your home simultaneously, then what's going on?
那一个一定不是真的。
Then one of them must not be real.
所以主耶稣在地上，他也在天上。
So Lord Jesus existed on earth. He was also in heaven.
在天上就是父。
In heaven is the Father.
在地上就是子。
On earth is the Son.
但是在灵里面是合一的，是神。
But in spirit they're unified. He is their God. He is God.
所以这里说按圣善的灵，他是神的儿子。
So according to the Spirit, he is the Son of God.
好，我们接下来看第一章的十六节，我们刚刚读过的。
That's read chapter 1, verse 16. We have read it before.
罗马书第一章的十六节。
Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek.
十七节说，神的义在福音上显明。
And 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed.
那最后一句，义人要因信得生。
And the last verse, that the just shall live by faith.
什么是义人？
What does it mean, righteous people?
如果我们看这个十七节的前面一句。
In verse 17, the beginning half.
神的义在福音上显明出来。
The righteousness of God is revealed in it, in the gospel.
那什么叫做义？
What is righteousness?
如果我们要用最能够了解的一个比喻，
If you want to use an analogy to understand it better,
启示录里面在讲，
In Revelations it talks about
说新妇装饰整齐，
That a bride is prepare herself ready for the wedding,
等候这个主从天再来。
Waiting for the Lord coming from heaven.
请问大家问一下，大家头脑会比较清楚，动一动。
So,
那个新妇穿什么
？What does a bride wear?
新妇装饰整齐，等候主耶稣从天再降临。那个新妇穿什么
？What does the bride wear while she was getting ready for the groom?
光明洁白的细麻衣，对。
The white, fine linen.
那细麻衣是什么
？What is this fine linen?
信徒所行的义，对不对
？The righteousness in which the believers practice.
所以如果我们用最容易了解一个比喻这个义就是白衣服。
So to put it plainly, righteousness represents the white linen.
那这个神的义就是从神来的那一件白衣服。
The righteousness of God refers to the white linen robe which came from God.
要在这个福音显明出来。
It will be revealed through the gospel.
那为什么这个这么重要？
Why is this so important to us?
比方说你去访问一个人。
For instance, let's say you visit someone.
如果你全身都穿得非常干净。
If you dress yourself very prim and proper and very cleanly.
那个人刚好在清臭水沟。
But that person happened to be cleaning the sewage.
你会不会跟他握手？
Would you shake your hand with him?
不会。不会吧？
Probably not.
因为你很干净。
Because you're very clean.
那神是没有罪的。
And God is without sin.
神是圣洁。
God is holy.
神是光。
God is light.
那人呢？
What about human beings?
人是罪人。
Humans are sinners.
圣经以赛亚书说，连我们的义在神看起来都是污秽的。
The book of Isaiah tells us that our greatest righteousness is considered as filthy rags before God.
所以一个罪人跟一个没有罪的神要建立关系有一个问题。
So there's a great issue when a sinful person is going to make friend with the holy God.
就是这个罪要怎么解决。
Because you need to first deal with a sin.
罪没有办法解决我们跟神没有办法建立关系。
If the issue of sin is not dealt with, then we cannot establish relationship with God.
所以这里讲神的义。
Here it states the righteousness of God.
就是从神来那个白衣服可以让我们穿上去。
It's the white linen that came from God that we can put on.
那个就是在这个福音上要显明。
And it would be revealed through the gospel.
那义人因信得生。
And the just shall live by faith.
有没有这个例子？
Is there any such example?
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二节。
And verse 2. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, too, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. 22. And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, One who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you.
我们想哈，这里讲哥尼流是一个虔诚人。
Here it says that Cornelius was a devout man.
哦，啊，这哥尼流啊，常常救济人。
And he often gave alms to the poor.
啊，常常祷告神。
He often prayed to God.
甚至呢，他也有一些对神的体验。
And he even had a divine experience from God.
所以第四节他看到异象。
In verse 4, he experienced vision.
哦，而且啊，这个天使告诉他。
And the angel told him.
啊，说。你的周记跟你的打你的祷告已经达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
Who told him that your alms and your prayer have reached to God?
好，那二十二节哈，犹太全国的人哦，都觉得他是义人。
In verse 22, even all the Jewish people consider Cornelius to be a just man.
都称赞他。
And they all heap praises on him.
请问哥尼流可不可以得救
？Let's ask, can Cornelius be saved?
可不可以得救？
Can he be saved?
他也是义人啊。
He is a just man.
祷告达到神面前啊。
And his prayer reached to God.
周济也达到神面前啊。
His almsgiving also reached to God.
哥尼流可不可以得救？
Can Cornelius be saved?
啊，不能啊。为什么？他是义人啊，怎么不能得救？
No. He is a just man. Why couldn't he be saved?
哦，所以义人必因信得生。
So a just man must be made alive through faith.
好，那我们现在看十一章就更清楚了。
So now we look at chapter 11, it becomes more clear.
使徒行传十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章。
Acts 11.
Okay. 十四节。
Verse 14. Who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved?
这里说他有话告诉你叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
It says very clearly, who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved?
所以大家都认为哥尼流是一个义人。
So even though everyone considered Cornelius to be a just man,
他也有看到异象。
He had seen visions.
看到天使。
He's seen angels.
但是他跟他的全家如果要得救呢、要靠着彼得去传的道理。
However, if he and his whole household need to be saved, then they have to listen to the words of Peter, the gospel that he will preach.
好，那《使徒行传》的第十章从三十四节开始，彼得就在讲道理。
In Acts chapter 10, verse 34, Peter was telling the sermon.
哦，就是在传讲主耶稣。
He was preaching about Jesus Christ.
哦，所以哥尼流是义人，这是人跟人相比，好像是好人啊。
So even though Cornelius was considered to be a just man, this was comparatively speaking to other people.
所以彼得去传道的就是让他信耶稣。
And when Peter went to evangelize to him was to make him a believer of Jesus Christ.
让他受洗。
To baptize him.
所以他的罪可以得赦免。
In order to redeem his sins.
这样在神面前才能够称义。
Only then will he be considered as a righteous man before God.
才可以得救。
So he can be saved.
所以义人不是因为他的好行为得救。
So a righteous man is not saved just by his just acts.
义人是因信而得生命。
The righteous will be justified through his faith.
如果他没有信耶稣,
If he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ,
他还是不能得属灵生命。
He still cannot receive the spiritual life.
在神的面前他还是有罪。
In the sight of God, he is considered sinful.
在神的面前 灵里面他还是死的状态。
In the sight of God, spiritually, he was still in a state of death.
因为他有罪，罪的结果就是死。
Because he has sin, and the wages of sin is death.
所以义人必因信得生。
So the righteous will be justified.
义人要因为信耶稣被称作义。他这样才能够得到永生。
The righteous will be justified through their faith in Jesus Christ in order to obtain salvation.
所以有时候我们去传福音给别人。
So at times when we evangelize to others,
常常会听人讲，我一生凭良心做事。
A lot of people would say that I conduct myself through my conscience.
难道我不能上天国？
How is it that I cannot go to heaven?
有时候我们听他这样讲哦，也觉得。他真的是也很难得，一生凭良心做事。
When we hear such kind of argument, we say, oh, this is really hard to come by. He conducts himself with his clear conscience.
也是觉得很可怜,
but at the same time, pitiful.
为什么? 因为他觉得他自己是义人。
Why? Because he considered himself to be a righteous man.
如果他不会觉得自己有罪,
if he doesn't consider himself to be sinful,
我们要传福音给他就太难了。
Then it will be very difficult to evangelize to him.
所以有一些好人, 很难信耶稣是因为他的好阻挡他信耶稣。
Therefore, there are a lot of good people, very hard for them to believe in Jesus Christ because of their sheer goodness.
我没有杀人, 我没有抢人, 我有什么不好?
I didn't kill anybody, I didn't set fire. How am I evil?
我帮助人, 我救济人, 我好事我做很多。
I give alms and give to charity. I'm a pretty good guy.
所以, 我们对罗马书的认识, 就是, 要因为信耶稣被称义。
So our understanding of the book of Romans is that through the faith of belief in Jesus Christ, we will be justified.
所以17节, 我们回到第一章的17节。
Let's return to Romans 1, verse 17.
神的义在这个福音上显明出来。
The righteousness of God is revealed in this gospel.
不是人的义哦, 是神的义。
This is the righteousness of God, not man's righteousness.
人的义在神看起来都是污秽的。
Because human righteousness is considered as filthy before God.
所以神的义是完全的。
Whereas God's righteousness is perfect.
然后在福音上显明出来。
And revealed in the gospel.
借着信耶稣受洗, 我们被称作义人。
Through Jesus Christ, we are baptized and considered to be justified and righteous.
其实我们是罪人。
But in fact, we are sinners.
在洗礼的时候, 主耶稣赦掉我们的罪。
But through the act of the baptism, Lord Jesus took away our sins.
我们被称作义人。
And now we are justified to be righteous.
这个叫做恩典。
This is grace.
所以佛教怎么得救?
So how do people in Buddhism get saved?
佛教用苦修的。
They have to self-discipline.
如果他可以修到进天国, 他就可以有苦。 可以夸口的地方,
if they can discipline themselves to the point where they can go to heaven, then they can boast of themselves.
其实是不可能的,
but in fact, that's humanly impossible.
人不可能做到没有罪,
because mankind cannot possibly attain a state of innocence.
如果被称义, 只有一条路走,
to be justified and become righteous, there is only one path.
要靠恩典。
We must go do so through God's grace.
要靠着信耶稣,
through belief in Jesus Christ.
要借着洗礼,
through baptism.
才有办法解决我们的罪。
Only then can our sins be dealt with.
好, 我们现在再回来看罗马书第一章17节。
Come back to Romans 1, verse 17.
这个义是本于信以至于信。
This righteousness is revealed from faith to faith.
所以这个义啊, 是从信开始的。
This righteousness begins with faith.
因此, 我们要接受洗礼的时候,
when we are about to be baptized,
我一定要相信耶稣是我的救主。
We must first believe that Jesus Christ is my Savior.
要相信我在神面前我是罪人。
And to believe that before God, we are sinners.
要相信这个洗礼有主耶稣的宝血可以洗掉我的罪。
And believe that in this baptism, there is the presence of Jesus' precious blood can wash away our sins.
所以我们的救恩是从信心开始的。
Therefore, our salvation begins with our faith.
但是如果一个人受洗以后,
but if a person after his baptism,
他信耶稣信了十年, 我不信了。
Let's say he believed in Jesus Christ for 10 years and he quits his faith.
你想他会不会得救?
Do you think he'll be saved?
一旦人不信了,
once a person deserts his faith,
那个称义那个义就没有了,
then that righteousness through faith is, will also disappear. Because we're justified through our faith.
所以从信以至于信,
from faith to faith.
也就是信到我人生最后一口气, 我还是信耶稣。
It means that we begin with faith, and until the very last breath in our life, we still believe in Jesus.
那在断气的时候, 你就看主耶稣把我们接到天国去。
Then at our last breath, we will see Lord Jesus take us up to heaven.
所以有的人信耶稣, 他受洗以后, 他也没有犯什么罪, 就信到最后他教会也不来, 他也不信了。
There are some people who believe in Jesus Christ, but till the end, they quit coming to church, they don't believe in Jesus anymore.
他也有洗礼啊。
Even though he has been baptized,
他可不可以上天国?
Can he go to heaven?
我们如果翻开启示录的19章啊,
if we turn to Revelation 19,
我们看启示录的19章,
Revelation 19,
OK, 21章。
Revelation 21.
第八节。
Verse 8.
请。21章第八节。
Chapter 21, verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
这里讲第二次死。
This is talking about the second death.
什么是第二次死?
What is it?
灵魂进到硫磺的火湖里面。
When our soul is burning in fire and brimstone.
第八节开始的第二项就是不信。
In verse 8, the second thing mentioned is the unbelieving.
所以这个因神的义是从信心开始一直到信心来结束。
The righteousness of God begins with faith and ends with faith.
如果信心开始我没有信到底还是进到硫磺火湖里面。
If we begin with faith, but our faith disappear in the midway, then we will still end up in the lake of fire.
所以我们的信仰什么叫做成功？就是坚持到底，这个叫做成功。
What is a successful faith? It is one that persists until the very end.
因为我们的信仰是从信以至于信。
Because our faith, our righteousness is from faith to faith.
那义人要因信得生。
And the righteous will be justified through their faith.
好，那这个信仰这么重要。
Since our faith is so important.
所以我们看保罗信耶稣以后。
So after Paul came to believe in Jesus Christ,
他很热心传福音。
He was very zealous in evangelizing.
我们现在回来看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn back to Romans 1.
罗马书第一章十四节。
Romans 1 verse 14.
请你读。
I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise.
这里讲无论希腊人无论化外人，化外人就是这个野蛮人，无论聪明的无论愚拙我都欠他们的债。
Paul was a debtor to both Greeks and barbarians, both to wise and unwise.
什么叫欠债？
What is a debt?
欠债就是要还嘛。
When we owe a debt means that we have to pay back.
还债你没有办法夸口的。
And there's nothing boastful about paying back a debt.
我今天还谁三万块，你有什么可以夸口？你今天如果行善三万块拿出去，就有夸口。
If you pay a debt of $30,000, that's nothing to be boastful about. But if you exercise giving alms of $30,000, yeah, then you do have something to.
因为还债是本分。
Because paying a debt is an obligation.
好，现在请问大家，罗马书里面有几个债要还
？In the book of Romans, how many debts are there to repay?
一二三四五六，先来看看罗马书有几个债。
In the book of Romans, how many different debts are mentioned?
一个的，你觉得有一个债的举手
？If there's one, raise your hand.
好，两个债的举手。
Two, raise your hand.
好。三个债的举手。
How about three?
好，四个债的举手。
Four.
四个债。五个债的举手。
Five.
好。罗马书里面有几个债
？How many debts are there mentioned in the book of Romans?
三个债哈。
Three debts.
第一个债就是传福音。
First debt is preaching the gospel.
好。就是表示我们欠了，欠表示要去传福音。
Debt, we owe this debt, therefore we have to do evangelism.
好，第二个债在哪里
？Where is the second debt?
第三章
，Chapter 3,
二十三节
，Verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这一项我们都。犯了罪，亏欠荣耀神的债。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
神造人就是要荣耀他嘛。
God created mankind in order to glorify Him.
我们能不能荣耀神
？Are we qualified to glorify God?
神造第一个人
When God created the first man,
神看是好的。
God considered him to be good.
为什么
？Why?
因为神用他的形象造人。
For God created the man after his likeness.
那犯罪以后，神的形象就消失了。
But after that man sinned, he has lost the image of God.
那犯罪以后，亚当就不敢见神。
And after Adam sinned, he dared not to look at God in the face.
因为罪是一种羞耻嘛。
For sin is a shame.
所以我们现在要重新来得到救恩以后，重新创造神的形象这样来荣耀神。
So once we have received this salvation, we have to transform ourselves after the image of God in order to glorify God.
哦，这是第二个债。
This is the second debt.
好，第三个债在哪里？
How about the third debt?
啊，十三章啊，罗马书十三章。
Romans 13.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
啊，这里讲啊，凡事都不可以亏欠人。
Don't owe anyone anything.
啊，也就是说，不要随便哈，啊，要别人替我们做事情啊。
Meaning that we should not just ask favor of other people.
哦，因为我们要别人帮我们做事，我们就欠他一个债吧。
Because when you casually ask people for a favor, you owe him a debt.
哦，那要爱心，常常以为亏欠。
But we should.Owe the debt of love.
哦，所以爱别人这是一种亏欠。
Because loving another person is a debt.
哦，只有在圣经是只有圣经这样讲。
Only the Bible defines debt this way.
我们别人常常会想哦，啊，爱别人就是什么啊，做一个什么啊，给他一个恩情。
We often feel that when we show acts of love to other people, we're showing favor to them.
所以有时候我们会想，哎，我对你这么好，你怎么对我这么不好
？So we often say, "I'm so nice to you. How come you don't treat me nice in return?"
我们把我们的爱当作一种恩情。
So we consider our love to be a favor.
但是这里说爱是一种亏欠。
But here it states that love is a type of debt.
那我们就想不通啊，我没有欠谁的债啊，我怎么爱是亏欠？
So we don't really get it because I don't owe anybody anything. How come I owe someone love?
如果是亏欠哦，没有可夸的。
Because if you owe someone something, then there's nothing to crow about.
好，那为什么爱是一种亏欠
？So how come love is a type of debt?
最重要，因为我们亏欠神。
The most important of all is because we owe.A great debt to God.
神主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
For Lord Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
这个爱太大了。
This love is beyond measure.
啊，这是一种亏欠。
This is a type of debt.
那主耶稣说我们要去爱人。
And Lord Jesus commanded us to love others.
啊，所以我们对神的这个亏欠啊，就是要表现在爱人上来偿还。
So the debt that we owe to God.Need to be paid back through our love toward others.
好，所以罗马书里面有三个债。
So in the book of Romans, there it describes three type of debts.
好，那我们现在再回来看。
Now let's return to Romans.
啊，这个罗马书的第一章。
Romans one.
啊，在讲到保罗啊，第一节讲的。
In verse one.Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
啊，所以保罗是蒙召做使徒。
So Paul was called to be an apostle.
啊，那特别要传福音。
And dedicated to preaching the gospel.
啊，所以保罗深深知道这个职身份是神给的恩典。
And Paul knew full well that his apostleship is out of God's favor.
那这个身份本身含有本分。
This Apostleship contains an obligation.
身份、本分、福分是连在一起的。
This apostleship and obligation and gospel are all intertwined.
那保罗的福分是什么
？What is the blessing of Paul?
如果我们看哥林多后书
，If we refer to Second Corinthians,
船坏了三次
，He is shipwrecked three times.
被人用棍子打
，He was beaten.
被人丢石头
，He was stoned.
差不多死了好几次
，He nearly died many times.
那福分在哪里
？So where was his blessing?
保罗的福分在哪里
？Where is the blessing that belonged to Paul?
我们一般讲哈啊，传福啊，做圣工不落空。
We often say that we do good deeds without we're not doing it in vain.
哦，因为哥林多前书十五章在讲复活。
Because 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us the resurrection.
啊，最后就讲啊，我们为神所做的啊，都不落空啊。
And finally, encourages us that whatever we do in the Lord, it's not in vain.
我们常常讲都是地上的祝福。
And we often refer to the earthly blessings.
啊，不错，做圣工，神都会看顾和祝福我们地上生活的需要。
And it is true when we are doing work for God, God will repay us in the form of earthly blessings.
但是保罗做圣工做到死，神给他什么
？But when Paul worked for the sake of the gospel until the point of death, what did God give him?
从地上的来讲，他没有得到什么。
Speaking from an earthly perspective, he received nothing.
但是如果我们看他最后的提摩太后书的最后一句话，最后的这个对生命的结论。
But if we look at the 2 Timothy where he drew the conclusion of his life,
美好的仗我打过了。
That he has fought a good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
And he has ran the course.
所信的道我守住了。
And he had held on to the truth of the salvation.
从此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And therefore the crown of righteousness is prepared for him.
那个公义的冠冕不是到天国有一个冠冕真的戴上去啊。
That crown of righteousness doesn't really mean that when he goes to heaven, he will have that crown on him.
那个公义的冠冕就是天上的荣耀。
That crown of righteousness refers to the heavenly glory.
有的像太阳，有些月亮，有的像星星。
Some are as bright as sun, some as bright as moon, or like the intensity of stars.
所以保罗很认真用三次的宣道旅程把福音传遍了从亚洲传到欧洲。
So Paul did his very best to, through three missionary journeys, to evangelize throughout the Asia Minor and to the rest of the Mediterranean Sea.
那完成神给他的托付。
And he completed what God entrusted to him.
要死的时候他要到天上去领神给他的奖赏。
At the point of his death, he was ready to go to heaven and to receive his heavenly reward.
这就是我们的榜样。
So he is our role model.
活着就是为着主来活。
We live for Christ.
我们死的就要从神得到荣耀。
We die and we shall receive glory from God.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.